Alka-Seltzer for headaches.
Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion.
Alka-Seltzer for summer colds.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
Everywhere, how's Mother and Dad and the whole family? Well, say, just listen to that music. The stirring notes of On Wisconsin welcome us tonight as the Alka-Seltzer National Barn Dance comes to you direct from the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in good old Milwaukee on the shores of Lake Michigan. Yes, folks, thousands of friends and neighbors are gathered here to help celebrate. So let's do it right. Roll out that barrel of fun, boys and girls, but remember to make it a Milwaukee barrel.
Mister, how's the world treating you these days? Is that job of yours keeping you pretty busy? Well, if this has been an unusually hard week for you, I'll just bet that you're sitting in your favorite easy chair by the radio right now, relaxing and taking life easy. Well, rest is what you need, all right. But if, in addition to being tired, your muscles are stiff and sore, or if you're feeling headachy and upset, the thing you ought to do is fix yourself a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer is easy to fix and pleasant to take. And the soothing relief it offers is sure enough grand and glorious. So try it tonight or whenever a hard day's work leaves you feeling stiff and sore, headachy and upset. And see how much better Alka-Seltzer can help you feel. If you haven't any Alka-Seltzer handy, get some from your nearest druggist.
That was a real Wisconsin warmer up for boys and girls. I'll tell you, we're not holding out a thing tonight, folks, and to prove it, here's our celebrated guest of the evening, that famous pioneer of popular American songs and phonograph records, the one and only Billy Murray.
I'm the kid that's all the candy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am.
So Uncle Sam.
I'm a real life Yankee Doodle. Made my name and fame and boodle, just like Mr. Doodle did by riding on a pony. I love to listen to the Dixie strain. I long to see the girl I left behind me. That ain't a Josh. She's a Yankee, by gosh.
Oh, say, can you see?
Anything about a Yankee, that's a phony. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. A Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam. Born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am a Yankee Doodle boy. For it is Mary, Mary, plain as any name can be. But with propriety, society will say, Mary. But it was Mary, Mary, long before the fashions came. And there is something that sounds so square. It's a grand old new old flag. You're a high-flying flag, forever in peace we reign. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a false star flag. But should all the acquaintance be forgotten, keep your eye on the grand old.
Billy Murray for that grand medley of George M. Cohan favorites. You see, we've nothing but the very cream of the crop tonight, folks, for Wisconsin and America's Dairyland. Which reminds me, we all have a date right now at the cowshed. And who with? You guessed it, folks. Hesse, Kenny, Frank, and Gaby, the Hoosier Hot Shot. Are you ready, Hesse? Okay, contact.
When Betsy and Sally and Mary say moo, that means they're lonesome and mooing for you.
Come on.
Meet tonight in the cow shed, after the cows come home.
Come on, Frankie.
We'll all be seeing you down by the cowshed. Folks from the Wisconsin Dells and folks from... Yes, and even that big butter and egg man from Alabama, the Winston County Flash, Pat Buttram.
Well, hello, Jody. Having a big time at the Wisconsin State Fair?
Oh, say, Pat, I'm having a wonderful time. And you seem to be enjoying the cotton candy here at the fair.
Yeah, Joe, but the cotton candy ain't what it used to be.
No?
No. With all the priorities, everything is substitutes and synthetic nowadays. And this cotton candy sure tastes like it is made out of rayon.
Oh. Rayon.
I give some to a little boy. There's a little boy here at the fair today that was lost.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, he couldn't find his mama, and he was crying, and I give him some candy, and other people was giving him nickels to stop him from crying.
Yeah.
So after watching for about 2 hours, I walked back up to the little boy. I said, Sonny, I know where your mama is. He said, so do I, and shut up.
Well, Pat, tell me, what did you enjoy the most at the state fair today?
Oh, everything's been fine, but I especially got my enjoys out of them horse races.
The horse races?
Yeah, you know, where they hitch half a buggy behind the horse and he pulls out around the track there.
Oh, Sulky?
What's that?
Sulky?
No, they all seem very happy.
No, Pat. Now, listen, the races are called Sulky races.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, I sure like them races. You know, Joe, at our fair down in Winston County...
Oh, yes, here we go again.
Well, I'm telling you, Joe, we have some good races at our fair. Paul entered a horse of ours down one of them races. There's a horse called Luke.
horse called Luke?
Yeah, Paul called the horse Luke because he wasn't so hot.
Oh, yeah.
But we entered Luke in the sulky race at the county fair, and, well, sir, as we went onto the track to start the race, old Luke run smack dab into a telephone pole alongside the track there.
Ran into a pole?
Yeah.
Well, was the horse blind?
No, he's just reckless. Didn't give a darn.
Oh.
Well, we got ready for the race. Luke's sort of a funny horse, you know. He starts a race from a kneeling position. And we got ready for the start. A gun was fired, and Luke went up prancing down the track on three legs.
On three legs?
Yeah.
Well, what was he doing with the fourth one?
He was sort of feeling his way along. Well, Joe, to make a long story short, Luke started out last in that race, and he ended up fourth.
Fourth?
Yeah.
Say, that wasn't bad.
No.
Luke deserves a lot of credit to come from last and cross the finish line fourth. How many other horses were there in the race?
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
Two besides Luke?
That's right, yeah, two.
Well, then who finished third?
I did. I got tired of riding and walked on ahead.
All right, butter and egg, Buttram. But hold your horses now, for I feel a harmonious double yodel coming on. I knew it, yes, sir. And who is it but the belle of the barn dance and her best beau, Lula Belle and Scotty.
Met her on a mountain trail beside the lonesome pine, and she yodeled to the silvery moon above.
Yodel-y.
I wanted them and there to say, sweet thing, won't you be mine?
But he said, oh, yodel lady, I'm in love.
You're my little yodel lonely lady.
And I like the way you yodel lady too.
You will always be my little yodel lady.
And you'll never make your yodel lady blue.
Up in the mountains, we'll build a shack, and there you can yodel till the cows come back. You're my little yodel, lonely lady, and I'll always be your yodel lady too.
She doesn't sing or whistle, and she doesn't ride the range, but there's no hillbilly yodels like this me.
Oh, lee.
She doesn't have to round me up to make me feel so strange.
All I did was yodel-y just like this.
You're my little yodel lonely lady.
And I like the way you yodel-y too.
You will always be my little yodel lady.
And you'll never make your yodel lady blue.
Up in the mountains we'll build a shack, and there you can yodel till the cows come back. You're my little yodel, lonely lady, and I'll always be your yodel lady too. Yay, lady, lady, holy lady, oh lady, oh lady. Yay, lady, lady, holy lady, oh lady, lady.
Scotty. Say, Arky.
Yes, sir.
How about the barn dance ambassador from Banjo Land?
He's right here, ready and around, Joe.
Well, I know he'll get a great big Wisconsin welcome. Here he is, folks, all ready to swing out with Dinah, that scintillating strummer of the Silver Strings, Eddie Peabody, the Banjo King.
Thank you. you very much, folks.
Yes, sir, it's real fun to be here again for the Wisconsin State Fair and to have the opportunity of strumming away on the old banjo for you. Here's a tune I hope you'll enjoy. It's with a little Navy flavor to it, too, folks. It's Low, Low Lita. And here we go, Glenwellie. With that old Navy yell, for she is the darling of the battle fleet, gay and charming, thoroughly disarming. That's low, 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 Lolita. They try to meet her a W-O-L. Now the Navy will be welcome just when this war is won by low, 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 Lolita.